Unlocked. Let's get the 8 o'clock news now from Brian Jennings.
Syria's interim leader, Ahmed al-Sharaa, has vowed to hold anyone involved in harming civilians accountable after days of clashes where Syrian security forces allegedly killed hundreds of civilians from the Alawite religious minority. It's been described as the deadliest violence since the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad last December. Hundreds of security forces have also been killed in the fighting, as well as pro-Assad fighters, with the overall death toll exceeding 1,300. The United States and Russia have requested that the UN Security Council meet to discuss the escalating violence. While Mr. al-Sharaa has said he has formed an independent committee to investigate the killings and vowed to hunt down those responsible for the civilian bloodshed.
We confirm that we will hold accountable, with all firmness and without leniency, anyone who was involved in the bloodshed of civilians or harmed our people or who exceeded the powers of the state or exploited power to achieve his own goals.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will begin his five-day St. Patrick's Day visit to the United States today, which will include a key White House meeting on Wednesday with the US President Donald Trump. Today he's in Texas, where he will meet with the Governor Greg Abbott. From there, our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
St. Patrick's Day is happening a little early in Washington, D.C. this year because Congress is not sitting next week. On Wednesday, the Taoiseach meets President Trump at the White House, where trade, Gaza and the war in Ukraine are likely to dominate the discussion. He'll have separate meetings with Vice President J.D. Vance and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and other members of Congress. Today, the Taoiseach's in Texas, a state with a vibrant and high-growth economy, meeting the governor, Greg Abbott, visiting the headquarters of Dell Computers and software company Tricentis, which will announce an investment in Ireland. He will also visit the South by Southwest Technology Conference and Arts Festival, where Ireland has a pavilion to promote the country as a business and cultural hub. He's said to be the only head of government taking part in the event. He'll then travel to Washington for a series of political and business promotion events. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Austin.
Mark Carney, who will become the next Canadian Prime Minister, has vowed to win the ongoing trade war between Canada and the US. The 59-year-old won the race to become the new leader of the Liberal Party, succeeding Justin Trudeau. Mr. Carney will lead them into an election, which is set to be called in the coming weeks. Mr. Carney holds both Irish and UK citizenship, but has reportedly begun the process of renouncing both, as he believes, as Canada's Prime Minister, he should only hold one. In his victory speech last night, he promised to fight tariffs imposed on Canada by US President Donald Trump.
The Canadian government has rightly retaliated and is rightly retaliating with our own tariffs that will have maximum impact in the United States and minimum impact here in Canada. And my government will keep our tariffs on until the Americans show us respect.
Talks aimed at resolving a long-running pay dispute in the community and voluntary sector will resume this afternoon. Unions and government representatives met at the Workplace Relations Commission for several hours on Friday, but the negotiations were adjourned before a resolution could be reached. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Unions have accused the government of failing to honour an agreement struck in 2023 that included a pledge to restore a link to pay in the public sector for workers in the community and voluntary sector. Among those impacted are staff at Section 39 organisations, privately owned charities and agencies that are contracted by the state to provide healthcare services. Their union, SIPTU, said that while some progress was made at last week's talks, it was disappointed that an overall set of proposals has not been finalised and is threatening strike action if an agreement is not reached. On the government side, the Department of Children, Equality and Disability has said that workers in the community and voluntary sector should be fairly paid and appropriately recognised for the difficult work they do.
The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation and FORSA will serve the HSC with notice of industrial action today in a dispute over staff shortages. The action is likely to initially take the form of a work to rule, which will begin on the 31st of March, after a 3-week notice period. Now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Patches of mist or fog for a time this morning, clearing later with sunny spells. A few patches of drizzle are possible. Highest temperatures 9 to 11 degrees in Ulster and East Leinster, and from 12 to 15 degrees elsewhere with moderate northeasterly winds.